This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Doug Kiesling from Chase, Kansas. He is the commissioner with the Kansas Wheat and on the National Sorghum Board, and also is involved with the Food Aid. Doug, how has wheat harvest been going for you?
Actually, it's been going pretty well. Going into wheat harvest, I was not expecting the yields that we're getting, the proteins we're getting, because we're in the area in central Kansas that is affected by the severe drought. And so our yields and test weights and proteins I've been pleasantly surprised about.
Doug, tell us about your involvement with the Kansas Wheat and the National Sorghum Board and the Food Aid.
I've been on the Kansas Wheat Commission now for better than 10 years. I'm a past chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission. Matter of fact, I was chairman when we decided to build the Wheat Innovation Center there in Manhattan, which has been a great asset for farmers across the state because it's been able to help bring private-public partnerships together with companies and universities to advance the genetics and the marketing of wheat that's based out of Kansas or this Midwest area. So it's been really successful. I also serve on a National Sorghum Board, and that has helped me quite a bit because I also do consulting internationally for food aid and food insecurity around the world. And wheat, sorghum are the basis of the crops that we use for food aid around the world that feed the basic staple crops of different countries. Some countries are more wheat and some countries are more sorghum.
Doug, tell us about the area where you have to cut wheat.
In central Kansas, I farm from Chase to Lyons, and that area, again, was hit by the drought very hard this year. And so we have better stands this year than last year. So we ended up not abandoning any compared to last year where we abandoned two-thirds of our wheat in our area. We were able to harvest everything. There is some yields that are insurance-level yields because of the drought and freeze damage that we got over Mother's Day weekend that affected some fields more than others. But in general, we're also getting some really good yields also. And pleasantly, I've been happy to report that our proteins have been, you know, from 12 to 15 and a half. And so those are real good proteins. We've had a lot of 13s, 14s, and 15 proteins, which is really good for making that good homemade bread.
So with all the drought and the freezes, you're pretty pleased with the yields and the test weight and the protein.
I am. I went into this harvest a little pessimistic about it, but we're almost done, and I think in all that it's coming out pretty good. I attribute a lot of that to the current genetics. They've had major advancements in wheat genetics over the last 10 years, and this has really helped a lot. A lot of our wheat is white wheat, and our white wheat is out-yielding our red wheat and has more drought tolerance, and so this is really helping also in some of these.
And when did your wheat harvest start?
Basically, 10 days ago we started, so about the 10th or 11th we started, and we will be wrapping up probably tomorrow.
I've been talking to Doug Kiesling from Chase, Kansas, for the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. Doug is a commissioner for the Kansas Wheat and is on the National Sorghum Board and is involved with the Food Aid. Doug, we do appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.